Most Shakespearean scholars, of which I am not, classify The Merchant of Venice as a comedy. This play was written following a period when William Shakespeare became known for his popular portrayals of English kings. Historians cite his poetry in this work and his sympathetic understanding of the Jewish moneylender, Shylock, and the romantic subplot that revolves around his daughter in love with a Christian youth. It's certainly not surprising that generations of audiences have been able to relate to prevailing mores. The current production of Merchant at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts, under the direction of that esteemed organization's founder and artistic director, Tina Packer. Ms. Packer, a well-known Shakespearean scholar and author, states in her program notes, quote, "The Merchant of Venice is a difficult play. It is so full of racism and sexism that it makes it difficult to produce. It is written as a comedy, but its themes all point to tragedy. However, this mix of bigotry and humor also makes it a play for our time. The racism and sexism live on several levels and makes us squirm because we see ourselves reflected on stage," unquote. This production of Merchant of Venice has merit on many levels. It has a large cast of 14 in speaking roles, which seems even larger because of the actors in supporting roles changing into different costumes when joining in the merriment, of which there is a joyous overflow. But of course, the quality of the current production rests with Tina Packer and her cast. Together with an imaginative theater team, she has brought out, or rather enabled her characters to bring out, every emotion, every subtle relationship, every overt bigotry, and yes, every love story. Again, to quote Ms. Packer, "I wanted to see if I could meet all these issues head on, and the cast joined me in this endeavor," unquote. The most critical role in the play is that of Shylock, a Jewish moneylender who has agreed to make a loan to a friend of the borrower. The friend, however, has publicly denounced all Venetian Jews for their money-lending practices. Shylock agrees to make the loan at no interest, with a proviso that should the loan go unpaid, Shylock would be entitled to 1 pound of the borrower's flesh. As Shylock, Shaken Co.'s veteran Jonathan Epstein performs with his usual skill that audiences have witnessed for decades in dozens of Shakespearean productions. The entire cast displays its enthusiasm to see that this show meets the intent of the author, the vision of the director, and the pleasure of the audience. They are supported by music that is fittingly irreverent, boisterous, and the costumes that are nothing short of phenomenal. The story is to ponder, the production is to enjoy. The Merchant of Venice plays now through August 21st at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts. This is Herbert Wolf for WAMC.